From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump led a moment of silence on the South Lawn of the White House Monday to remember the victims of Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. At least 58 people are dead and 515 are wounded. Police and federal investigators are mystified as to why 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Also mystified is his family. This is his brother, Eric Paddock.
There's not even anything I can say. I mean, how do you... I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us.
President Trump addressed the nation on Monday.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
The shooter was found dead in his hotel room, apparently by his own hand. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says there is no information to indicate a specific credible threat involving other public venues in the country. The U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless, horrifying act of violence. Nevada's Governor Brian Sandoval described it as tragic and heinous. This is VOA News. More than 10 people are reported dead in suicide attacks on a police station in Syria's capital, Damascus. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up at the station in the Al-Midan neighborhood. Among the dead, civilians and police officers, no claim of responsibility for the attack. Two children were killed in an exchange of gunfire between Pakistani and Indian troops Monday in disputed Kashmir. The Indian Army said 12 other Indian citizens were killed in what the military is calling an unprovoked attack on the Indian side of the heavily militarized line of control that divides Kashmir. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the granting of asylum to people fleeing war and persecution is eroding as states increasingly use refugees as a political football to further their local and national interests. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva at the opening of the UNHCR's annual week-long refugee conference.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a record 65.6 million people were forcibly displaced by war and persecution worldwide at the end of last year, including 22.5 million refugees who had crossed international borders. In a somber assessment of the current global situation, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi notes in just 5 weeks, 500,000 Rohingya refugees have fled terrifying violence in Myanmar.
Principled leadership has frequently given way to an erosion of refugee rights, driven by confused and sometimes frightened public opinions, often stirred up by irresponsible politicians.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A roadside bomb in Iraq has killed an American service member and wounded one other. The bomb struck the American's vehicle late Sunday as they were traveling in a convoy north of Tikrit, a U.S. military official told VOA. And repeating our top story of the hour and of the day, police in Las Vegas, Nevada, say a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 58 people and wounding more than 515 others. It is the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Police have identified the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a white male from Mesquite, Nevada. They entered the man's hotel room and found him dead. They believe Paddock killed himself. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.